We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. Good morning, good people. I'm Jessica Williams, and this is Zeal Real, where we help ourselves to form more positive thoughts to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between. Y'all, it's Monday. I hope y'all are up just as much as I am this morning, getting up and getting ready to head out the door and, you know, start on your day. If you haven't already told the Lord thank you, I do recommend just saying thank you for another day, because it is a blessing to be here. Seriously, it is a blessing to be here. Want to start y'all off this morning with some Tony, Tony, Tony by, it's a song called Feels Good. So we're going to, you know, feel good this morning, because you never know what someone else has going on. I just told myself, let me get myself together, because you never know. So let's, you know, be encouraged this morning. Then I'll have Happy Go Lucky by Paul Hardcastle and Go Get It by Mary Mary. And of course, a little bit later, actually in a few minutes, we will have Stephanie Johnson and Ashley Munford. We will be talking about mental wellness, self-love, and, you know, just how to push past those fears and doubts. So let's get it going this morning, y'all.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Hit a rhyme a cappella. They had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It worked out and then they worked it in. Tony, Tony, Tony has done it again.
Feels good. Yeah. It feels good.
this. I feel like enough.
Than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your
Thank you.
hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fire sign is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheers and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, shine the town, yes they do. This Christmas, the fire sign is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas,
get in your trousers. know that you'll never see me. I know that I'm not your star. Know that don't need me.
Yeah,
but you do. You got my dreams, why? Maybe I've got to know ya. Hey, number game. Oh, I gotta get to know ya. Your way. Words you'd probably say when you won. I'm right here, baby.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. So that was Get to Know Ya by Maxwell. You know, if anything, we should definitely get to know ourselves before we try to get to know someone else. It is time for today's devotion by Joyce Meyer Ministries, and this is called Victory Over Frustrations. This is adapted from the resource The Confident Woman by Joyce Meyer herself. Besides the huge disappointments that occur when we don't get the job or promotion or house we wanted, little disappointments can create frustration, which in turn may lead to bigger problems that can produce a great deal of damage. For example, someone that is supposed to meet you for lunch and fails to show up, and then you make a special trip downtown to buy a discounted item only to find that it's sold out. These minor frustrations can add to a lot of grief. That's why we have to know how to handle them and keep them in perspective. Otherwise, they can get out of hand and be blown totally out of proportion. We have to be on our guard against the little things, which are like the little foxes that destroy the vineyards, because altogether, they can do just as much damage as the serious disappointments that often accompany or follow them. We need to learn to do what Paul did in Acts 28 when the serpent attached itself to his hand. He simply shook it off. So practice dealing quickly with disappointments as they come, and they will not pile up into a mountain of anger. When we receive God's grace to do this, we can walk in freedom. Victory is not the absence of problems. It is the presence of God's power. Today's prayer starter is, Father, help me to deal quickly with the frustrations and disappointments I face quickly so they don't build up in my heart. Thank you for giving me grace to grow in this today, in Jesus' name. Y'all, I do not have time to elaborate on that this morning because I have two lovely ladies that will be back with me in just a few minutes. So don't y'all go anywhere. We will be back right after this.
Determine the future of the United States Senate with a runoff election on January 5th, 2021 for both U.S. Senators from the state of Georgia. Voting is easy to do and is critical to preserving our democracy. So you need to vote on or before January 5th, 2021. The fate of the nation is in your hands.
Do you own a small business? Do you want to get your message out to a dedicated, loyal, and active audience? Then make WRUU part of your company's marketing strategy. Our listeners aren't just passively listening to us in the background. When your company underwrites with WRUU, you're getting their attention. And you're also supporting Savannah's only community radio station. It's an act of both self-interest and community spirit. Connect your brand with WRUU's passion, spunk, and hyper-local focus by choosing an underwriting package that fits your company's budget. Email underwriting@wruu.org for more information. Thank you.
St. Joseph's Candler Health System offers Johnny's Bridges to Hope program, a support group for families affected by mental illness, on the second Monday of each month. Group meetings are held from 3 to 4 p.m. at Candler Hospital. A licensed clinical social worker will meet with families seeking support in dealing with a mentally ill family member. More information is available at 912-819-8498.
Hello, Radio Land. You are listening to WRUU LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
We all know that these are trying times for all of us, but there are quite a few of our friends and neighbors who have been particularly hard hit by the pandemic and business closures. And that's where the United Way of the Coastal Empire has been very helpful, offering support. But they cannot do it alone. The United Way of the Coastal Empire needs your help now more than ever, so they can feed, shelter, and provide other necessities for those who need it the most. If you donate, you will know that every dollar will go to helping your neighbors and their families. More information about the United Way of the Coastal Empire and making a donation can be found at www.uwce.org.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. So as I was saying earlier, I have Ashley Munford and Stephanie Johnson here with me this morning. Ashley is the CEO of Opia Designs, and Stephanie is CEO of Intimate Celebrations. So have two lovely ladies here this morning to, you know, talk about mental wellness, self-love, and how to push past your fears and doubts. A big topic that, you know, should be talked about. This is something that is very important. This is something that we should definitely focus on because they're all important in our aspects of life. So I want to first say good morning to y'all this morning. Good morning, y'all. I guess the music wanted to play, but that's okay. Good morning, y'all. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, during this time right now, there are a lot of people that, you know, are battling with different things. Some people, you know, don't know whether to do this or do that. So if y'all have any tips of how y'all may handle, you know, life just coming at you, because right now during COVID, there's just a lot of people that have been feeling down, and mental wellness is something that we should definitely focus on and not push under the rug like, oh, I'm fine. It's okay to be fine. It's okay to say you're fine. But we should also, you know, take into consideration that our mental wellness is serious, and it's not something that should be ignored. You know, if there's something on our mind, we should, you know, consider maybe talking about it or maybe seeking a therapist or something like that. But just want to gather a few tips before we talk about self-love this morning. What are some ways that, Stephanie, that you may work on, you know, just being more positive minded for the day and just, you know, taking control of your emotions and making sure that, you know, you have a good day?
Mm-hmm. I'll definitely recommend when it comes down to taking control of your day is setting a routine in the morning. A lot of people, and I could say me, I wasn't raised that way. My mom told us not to get up out the bed until she told us to get up out the bed. So having like routine morning things, that is something that I had to learn. But I learned that once I took control of my day, by whether that was reading my morning affirmations, whether that was having prayer, whether that was writing in my journal, listen to my favorite music, that set the tone on how my day really went mentally. Whether or not I was more vulnerable because of the fact that I was rushing and wasn't prepared, whether or not I was, already emotional about something else. When I have those particular routines in place, it was easier for me to prepare for other things that may came my way. So, it sounds simple for some, but yet for some others, it is a struggle getting up. They have this concept of getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, especially, me and you talked about that millionaire mindset on a Monday. Like, if you think about it, if your goals and your dreams are big, there's no way possible you can start accomplishing those things at 8-9 o'clock in the morning. You have to be up early, mentally preparing yourself. You need to have those decisions already made about what this day is going to look like, what I want to feel like, how I want it to go. Because if not, other people and other things will control that. And that becomes a whole, a chain reaction. Because if you're already not prepared and then Susie calls your phone and then the plumbing goes out and the dogs are barking, it's just like everything is just a chain cycle. And next thing you know, you're just like so overwhelmed with simple things that if you are already mentally prepared for some of these challenges that may have come, or already put your mindset at ease for what you wanted the day to look like, it would be a lot easier. So I would definitely say taking control of that morning is something I had to learn how to do. I've always worked early morning jobs anyway, so I was up. But at the same time, when those days of depression or those days are overwhelming, different other things that hit in life, I had to make myself get up out of bed. It was those things where, I don't know if you've ever heard of the author or speaker before, Mel Robbins. She has this concept, 5-4-3-2-1. I really have to use that. Like, I really have to think about, if I sit here another 30, 45 minutes, is it really worth it? Is this 15 minutes of sleep worth what my goal is or my dreams are for that day? Right. And when I start really focusing on that, like just, hey, bump it, 5-4-3-2-1, I'm getting up. Then I realize like, hey, I'm owning this. It's mine. The rest of the day, like I put everybody on a time frame. Like if me and Ashley ain't scheduled a phone call, hey Ashley, I'll talk to you at 6 o'clock today. Because if not, that conversation can keep going.
You're right though.
And then I'm really frustrated because I'm like, what did me and Ashley talk about that was that important that was not scheduled for that day? So those are just small tips that I had to learn because I really did get very frustrated and overwhelmed with that. And I've lost, people get attitude with me and friends and people like, hey, you don't answer the phone or this and that. And I'm like, that's not my time frame. That's not my schedule. And I gotta do what's best for me at this time, because when you chilling, I'm still trying to grind and get it.
Right. No, that's true though. Ashley, do you have any intake on how you may start your day and, just take control of the day and gather your emotions, gather yourself?
I definitely agree. I have a morning routine. So generally I wake up and then I make my bed, make coffee, and then I'll write in my journal, read for about 10, 15 minutes, and then I get dressed for the day. And then I check my emails and my notifications and everything, and I respond. And then I'm ready to, like, hit the ground running. Yeah. Because I feel like in that arena, like, when I do those things, I'm prepared. I set the ground for, like, what I want to accomplish. I've already talked to God that morning. I have written in my journal or diary, how you say it, and I'm like super prepared. And I love the 5-4-3-2-1. Definitely gonna try that because
it works.
Me too. I definitely need to try it. Right. This morning.
I did it this morning and it felt great. I was like, all right, long weekend. We're gonna do this. Just get up. And I got up and it was spectacular. But definitely having like a morning routine helps like propel you into what you want to accomplish that day.
Y'all, I so needed to hear that like last night to get me going for today, because I ain't even gonna lie to you. There was no 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 for me this morning. So I really commend y'all. That, you know, that says a lot. It takes discipline.
It does.
It takes discipline to get into a place of where you're like, let me get this done, instead of doing X, Y, and Z of maybe what you used to do. And that's a part of mental wellness. So I know we all have our own ways of that we work on different things. Mm-hmm. And those are all really good tips. When it comes down to, you know, self-love, there used to be a time, y'all, that I lacked it. I lacked self-love. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people do. And people say, oh, some women lack self-love. No, it's men too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want people to know what self-love is. Like, it's not being self-absorbed, but it's, you know, knowing who you are and why you were created. So, you know, I do feel that self-love is important to, as well as mental wellness, because they all go hand in hand. If you don't love yourself, if you constantly down yourself, then you aren't mentally well, because if you're constantly beating yourself up, then how can you possibly be in a good space to, you know, take on the day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are some ways that, you know, y'all practice self-love?
Ooh, lip gloss. Ooh, yes. I would definitely say, for me, especially my tribe of women that know me, my self-love is always been my, like, lipstick, lip gloss, lingerie, and my heels. Like, those right there, those are the things that keep me going. And those are the things that keep me going despite what anybody else has going on or what anybody else thinks. Because once I put my lipstick on, you can't tell me nothing. That's just it, point blank. But that self-care and that self-awareness of yourself, I think a lot of that comes from what we've allowed other people to tell us how we should look and feel. Not realizing that we're our own individual selves, that when God created us, he created us in his image, and he gave all of us our own gift. And it takes us a long time, sometimes longer than others, to realize your gift. But I think once you realize your gift, it's not up for comparison. It's not up for me to figure out what's the difference between why Jessica can do this and why I can't. It's my job to embrace what Jessica has and use those gifts that Jessica has to help me be the better person I need to be. And I think that that's where the problem is, where we really get clouded in those judgments. Because when we were born, nobody told us that we had to be like each other. Nobody mm-hmm. gave us that comparison. Those are learned behaviors that we learn from other people who have these insecurities and these afflictions. So once you learn how to detach yourself from that type of mentality, then you're more aware of who you really are mm-hmm. and what your gifts are. Right. And that's what I had to learn to do. I had to detach from a lot of situations, people, careers, different things, and just step back and be like, who really is Stephanie? Right. You know, what makes Stephanie who she is? And it's those things that one of my coaches told me one time before. Your gift is the thing that comes natural. That self-love part of you, that's what comes natural. And that is what I pour into other people. So even if I do have insecurities and flaws, it's my job to show you how to love yourself better.
Yes.
Because I may see a weaker part of me in you, but I don't want you to have to go through the same struggles that I go through or have been through in order to get to that. So that's the way you have to look at that self-love perspective. You can't allow other people to dominate your thoughts and your perception of yourself. It's called self-love, not everybody love. Wearing pink may not be for everybody, but you know, just an example.
You don't like pink, Ashley? Like, oh my gosh.
Hallelujah. You know, but like, you know, just an example. But does that make me less of a person?
Right.
If I like pink and she doesn't like pink.
Right.
You know, so it's the same thing. Am I less of a person because I love myself more than you have learned to love yourself?
Right. Right.
That's not my problem.
Because some people see that as being conceited. And there's a way that, you know, it can be, I guess, portrayed. Some people see it as, oh, you think you're all this, or you think you're all that.
That's their mindset.
Right.
That's not my mindset.
Exactly.
That's just me loving me, and you just still trying to figure yourself out. So I'm supposed to be like, oh, well, let me unshine myself because she don't know who she is.
Right.
No. Like, I've been there, done that. I'm done with it. If you walk in my circle and you don't love yourself, I'm going to teach you how to love yourself. But at any point, do you feel bad? When you start feeling bad about that, that's not my problem.
Right.
That's not my problem.
There's a way that we can all lift ourselves up.
Yeah.
And self-love, I know that's something that, you know, you practice on, Ashley. So what are some ways that you...
I definitely think that writing in my journal is a way that I practice self-love because I'm a writer. And so I practice self-love by writing in my journal every day, by reading, doing yoga, talking to my loved ones. It really all just depends on, like, what my specific needs are that day. Like, sometimes I really need to detach from others. And so that's when I, like, turn inward and I self-reflect and I write and I listen to music and I do all these great positive things, like yoga or watching a movie that makes me feel good, like The Grinch, because he's so relatable. And so it just really depends. But if I'm definitely needing some, I guess, validation, I reach out to, like, my trusted loved ones, and I'll be like, hey, this is what's going on, and I need some love today. So self-love is also knowing when you need to reach out to other people, and knowing when you need to have that extra source of love, so that you don't lose focus and you don't lose sight of who you are. And so those are some of the things that I do.
Because, y'all, with piggybacking off of what you just said about reaching out to others, that is important. Because a lot of people say, oh, I can do it by myself. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I don't need any help. You know, I don't need to talk to anyone. No, we all need someone to talk to. I guess that's where the term came from. A dog is a man's best friend, because they know that people get lonely.
Yeah.
You know, not saying men, but just in general, people get lonely. So why not, you know, have someone in your corner or in your circle that you trust, that you can confide in and say, hey, this is how I'm feeling right now. So like you said, reaching out, knowing when to reach out. Mm-hmm. So understanding your emotions, all of that goes hand in hand with mental wellness.
Yeah, you definitely got to understand yourself. You have to know your triggers. You have to know the different things that are needed. Like she said, being able to know the right people to reach out to. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, certain people you just can't call on that particular day and time, because they're gonna set you off. But then you know you have somebody else that is going to be more compassionate and understanding or relatable to what you're going through. So you have to have that self-awareness when it comes down to your circle. And I think that support system is a big aspect, because a lot of people don't have that support. And I think a lot of people, where we fail ourselves is having expectations on who we want our support system to be. Because we always assume that immediate circle of family and friends are going to understand. They're not.
Right.
Your struggle may not be their struggle at that time. A lot of people don't understand you until they've been through it. And if they've never been through it, for you to go to certain people and expect for them to be compassionate about what you're going through, if that's not their story, they're not going to understand. So you have to find those people that have been through those things. And those people may not look like your everyday people that you would even fraternize with. And that's what you have to realize, is that people are placed in your life sometimes for a season, and sometimes for longer than that. But it's amazing how sometimes you cross paths with people that you need versus the people that you wanted. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing, is when I realized that certain people in certain settings I would have never thought they were my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that I had to call to pick me up.
You're right, though. Sometimes we confide in the wrong people, and we expect for them to say this, and this, and then when we don't get it, it's even more of a shutdown.
Because you don't really know who you can trust at that point.
Yeah.
Because you've attempted to confide in them with your deepest secrets or your hardest emotions, and they're telling you, oh, girl, you'll be all right. You'll be okay.
And that's exactly the feedback that you get.
Yeah. You'll be okay. Now, realizing, like, that be okay could be your breaking point.
Yeah. Like, you know. I definitely get what you're saying. Like, I had this associate who, like, so I have depression. Mm-hmm. And so some days are just extremely, extremely tough for me. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. Like, I can get up and do my morning routine. I can pray. I can do all these things. But I feel like sometimes it's still, like, very difficult. And I confide it in a friend. And they're like, well, why do you always go to this when things don't go your way? I'm like, that's not helpful.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, I didn't get the shirt that I wanted today, so I'm super sad. Like, it's not that. It's something so much deeper. And it's something that triggered me. And so now I'm, like, reaching out. And you're not being supportive.
Yeah.
And so you have to find those people who are supportive to you and your needs. Mm-hmm. But you also have to remember that you can't always pull, pull, pull. You also have to, like, give.
Yeah.
And so it's about finding that balance and creating that support system. So my support system right now, my tribe, per se, is, like, consistent of my therapist, mm-hmm. my psychiatrist, my life coach, and then, like, two or three of, like, my very closest friends that understand what I go through. Mm-hmm. And they understand, like, my feelings, and they understand some of my triggers, so they know what to look out for. And they've been with me through these very difficult patches in my life that they know, okay, so it's not something small, because if something's wrong with me, like, it has to be something, like, serious. Like, it's not something small, like, oh, I stubbed my toe and I just feel like my life is over.
Yeah.
Like, it's, no, it's, I'm trying to cope with something traumatic that has happened and I need your support. And so you have to find those people that have been through those things with you or that have been through similar things. So possibly finding a support group.
Yeah.
That has also been something very beneficial to me.
Yeah, I can definitely relate. With building my business, I started off a love lounge a long time ago. So I have Stephanie's Love Lounge, and it's over 500 women in there. And I can tell you that has been one of the biggest support systems for me. On top of the fact that, you know, like you said, therapy, psychologist, you know, my minister, friends and stuff like that. But my tribe of women that's in there, they deal with me with my ups and my downs. They get a chance to see when none of this is on, they see it. I'm able to be able to vent with them when it comes down to different things. I'm able to, you know, hear. I can, it's one of those things that it's a sisterhood that was created that you never really even, that was not even the intent, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know, it started off just really being an area where I was selling products and marketing and, you know, talking to them about sexuality and intimacy. But after a couple of, you know, different years and just kind of observing things, I was like, no, this is my tribe. This is my space.
Right.
This is where I found that support. And they're there even when I'm not there. And it's the ability to be able to share with other women and each other in that space, even if I'm not there. So if another woman is going through those, you know, particular things or different issues, whether it's something with a relationship or not being able to find childcare this week, or how you deal with, or, you know, just anything, that's what that group evolved into. And that's where I had to take a step back and was like, hey, this is a blessing that I even have this. Because some people don't have that when they're building their businesses and their platforms. Some people are so just into selling products and selling services, they don't have a community that they actually can grow with. And so that's what I found with having Stephanie's Love Lounge. And that's what I found with even growing Intimate Celebrations, is that the women that I come in contact with, these are women where we're actually teaching and embracing each other when it comes down to that self-love and that mental wellness. Because that's where the core of is, you know, helping to celebrate intimacy. So the thing that I had to learn was that it's not my job to tell you how to celebrate intimacy. It's my job to show you, to guide you. So it's not for me to put a cap on what your self-love looks for you or what your mental wellness looks for you. It's my job to be there to hold your hand for that breakthrough. And in doing that and seeing other women, that has healed me, because we find ourselves sometimes restricting ourselves of happiness that we normally would not have partaken in, if that makes sense. Like, because especially when you're in, when we're going through depression or having those lows, we just want to lay on the sofa, drink our coffee, read a book, don't call me, don't text me. But at that time, Ashley may need me. And Ashley may be on a 10, on a super high. So with her being on her super high, that's bringing me out of my depression. And that's what I've learned, you know, with building my business and, you know, building this community, that it's not about me. It's about me helping others and how they're helping me evolve into the woman I am today. And I think a lot of people, we don't think about that. Like, our circle, even though it's our support, we kind of anchor. It's a pendulum. We balance each other off.
Yeah. Right. Like you said, it's about giving sometimes as well, not always, you know, pulling.
Yeah, it's that giving. And that's what it's from a biblical standpoint. That's what it's about. It's about giving those gifts that you have and not using them selfishly or not holding them selfishly. And I think a lot of times we forget about that. We forget about our gifts that we have, because we're so caught up into ourselves, not realizing, like, hey, at this moment, she needs me more than what I'm thinking is a big problem. It's not a big problem compared to what she needs at this time. Right. So I'm willing to take myself a step back to be who she needs me to be at this time.
That's, wow. I had something like that the other day. So that definitely gives me some insight, and you didn't even know it.
Well, I'm glad I could help. But yeah, that's what I've, you know, learned here lately. Me being there for other people has really helped me, because if it wasn't for what I've had today and the things I've been through in my journey, I would probably, you know how they say, I'll be somewhere out of my right mind. I wouldn't be in my right mind. I really could honestly say that.
And I think a lot of people can, whether they admit to it or not.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people walk around with so much on the inside and they don't release it. It's just like suppressed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And suppressing it doesn't do anything.
Not at all. No, it does not.
This isn't food. We're not, you know, making an omelet or smashing a pancake in a pan, y'all. Don't suppress your feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's work on, you know, saying, okay, I want to be better. And that goes along with mental wellness and self-love as well, actually desiring. So pushing past the doubts and fears. Like, for instance, I just remember I used just to be so content with where I was that it was like, oh, I don't need to change. You need to change. I don't need to change. Or, no, I didn't say it like that. You should have heard it better. Why be that way?
Yeah.
Self-love is also developing into who we were called to be, and that is not being the same person.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You have to evolve.
Yes. Yeah. We're down to our last 2 minutes, y'all. Ashley, do you have anything else that you would like to say?
Yeah, definitely. So with evolving, just turned 27 yesterday.
Woo-woo!
And thank you. I know I look 16. But
you do.
Adorable.
But it is definitely about, like, evolving and developing into who you are. And so even, like, yesterday, I bought this workbook on how to work through PTSD, because I am determined to become a better person. I'm determined in year 27 to actually work on who I am, who I'm meant to be, and actually help other people through their journey and their processes as well. And so you cannot successfully suppress your emotions and expect to still thrive at your maximum capacity. And so you have to be able to work through some things and bring them to the forefront. And if it takes getting a workbook from Barnes & Noble, or if it takes getting a self-help book from Walmart or Target or wherever, you have to be able to work through these things so that you can be the best version of yourself. And I think that's yep. I really feel that.
I feel it. Well, y'all, we have made official randomly this morning They were like, so are we going to make this a thing? You know what? We surely are. So, y'all, it will be.
Make it a thing.
It will be Millionaire Mindset Monday, Self-Love Mondays, all that good stuff, Mental Wellness Monday, and whatever else we come up with. But, yes, it will be Ashley, Stephanie, and I. We will be here on every single Monday. So make sure y'all tune in and get your tea. I'll have my tea or coffee, y'all, next week. I promise.
Make sure she have a coffee.
So that is it for today, y'all. I thank you so much for tuning in with us. I love y'all. Stay encouraged. And let's remember to love on ourselves.
Have a good day.
Yes, y'all. Have a great day. And until next time, be easy. Peace.